Hello, Audio Boo. So, having not done a boo for 6 months, I'm now doing two in a day. And the reason is, I spotted a couple of boos in my boo stream with the hashtag February. And I thought the February event wasn't going on this year, as I hadn't really heard anything about it up until now. But it looks like it is, although I don't know how many people know about it, so I thought, since I enjoy these sort of events, I thought I'd take part and also hopefully spread the word. So if you don't know what it is, February is an event, a challenge to do a boo a day for every day in February. And there's usually a question set. I'm not sure if it's compulsory to answer the question, but it's just to give you an idea of something to talk about. So, I'm going to take part in this, I think. I can't promise I'll do a boo absolutely every day, but I'm going to try my best anyway. So, I should say, if you want to find the questions, this year, I believe they're on Twitter, and they're being posted by Sawyer GB. So, that's spelled SawyerGB. And you don't actually have to sign up for Twitter to view people's Twitter pages, so you can just search for that. And if you do actively use Twitter, then probably it's easiest to follow him, at least for this month. And tag your boos with the February hashtag, which is February. I'm not sure if people are putting 2014 on the end of the hashtag, possibly. I probably will do that, as I might put my boos, February boos, onto a board when I'm done. So, today's question is just to reintroduce yourself and say what's changed for you since last February. February or February? Well, both. So, reintroduce myself. Well, my name's Catherine. I live in Sheffield in the UK. I'll say how old I am. I'm 30 years old. And well, what's changed for me since last February? Well, the main thing, is that last February I was, a PhD student and I was trying to finish my PhD and I managed to finish it in the middle of November. So, I'm technically still a student because I'm waiting for the to find out whether I've passed or not. Hopefully I have. So I've still got my student identity card, but I'm not really a student anymore because in the summertime I was offered a job and I started working in September, working full time. So for those 2 months between September and November, I was working and trying to finish my PhD, which was pretty hectic. But thankfully that's finished now. And I'm enjoying my job. It's nice to earn some money because I hadn't been earning any money for a couple of years. Spent all my savings. And it's nice being something different as well. It's not completely different. My background is in physics. That's what I did as an undergraduate, and my PhD was kind of related to that, although I was based in an electrical engineering department. And now I'm working for a company that makes engineering software, so I'm something like a physicist or an engineer. I'm not quite sure how to describe it because I'm not a qualified engineer. But I'm working in more of an engineering sector than a physics sector now, so a mini identity crisis there. But as I say, it's an interesting job. It's in an area I'm interested in, but a bit different from what I'm doing before, so that's quite refreshing. And I think it's going to be a good start. Hopefully it's going to make a good start to my career anyway. And then what else has changed? Well, not a great deal has changed between last February and this one. Living in the same house, still got the same boyfriend. I suppose the only thing else that's changed is my eyesight's probably got worse. If you don't know, I'm partially sighted and have been since birth, but it's my eyesight's deteriorated over about the past 10 years. And I think it's hit a new low at the moment, so I think it must be worse than last February. Although I can't really remember exactly because it sort of just changes so slowly. So I do feel a little bit more visually impaired than I did last February, if that makes sense. As in, my lack of vision or lack of good quality vision is impairing me a little bit more in my life. But trying to remain positive and deal with that. And that's it for my first day of February.